everyone. Welcome to Spiritual Disciplines for Families. In this episode, we're going to try out praying together. Again, whenever you hear this sound, press pause and try out the thing we've just been talking about. For today, when it's time to pause and try out praying, we're just going to try something called popcorn prayer, which basically means whatever pops into your head, you can just blurt it out. You don't really have to wait your turn. Just say whatever comes to mind. I mean, make sure that other people have a chance to say something. But the point is, you don't have to try and think too hard about what you're going to say. Just whatever thing pops into your head, pray it out loud. Okay, let's try out four different ways to pray. They're really simple. The first is called thanks and praise. It's really easy. All you have to do is anytime something pops into your head that you can be thankful for, just say out loud, God, I thank you for, and then say the thing that you're thankful for. So you could just say, God, I thank you for the tacos I had at lunch. God, I thank you for the nice warm bed that I have to sleep in. God, I thank you for my puppy. God, I thank you for my parents. Whatever you're thankful for, and as soon as it pops in your head, you just blurt it out, God, thank you so much for this thing. The second thing is prayers of praise. One way to think about praise is that praise is like complimenting God for who He is. It's like saying truth about God. So if you've heard things said at church about who God is, or maybe you could just say lines from a worship song that you remember, all you have to do, again, if something pops into your head, you say, God, I praise you for loving us. God, I praise you for never giving up on us. Or again, if you want to just use lines from worship songs that you like, you could say, God, I praise you for being higher than the mountains that I face. Or God, you are king of my heart. Or God, you are good, good, whoa. I don't care how you do it. Just have some fun with it. And when you hear the sound, hit pause. And I want each person present to say five things that they're thankful for and five things that they can praise God for. Go ahead, do it now. The second way to pray is to pray for the things that God needs and wants. I know that's kind of a funny thing to think about. What does God need or what does God want? But remember, the Lord's Prayer begins with us asking for God's kingdom to come and His will to be done on earth as it is in heaven. So the question is, what is God's will? Which means, what does God want? So when you hear the sound, I want you to pause and think, if God was here right now, and guess what? He is here right now. What would He ask you to pray for? Or what would He ask you to ask Him for? Maybe He'll say, I want you to ask me to make you more forgiving to your brother. Or maybe He'll say, I want you to ask me for more faith to believe that He's good. Or maybe He'll say, I want you to ask me that I'll take care of your friend at school who's going through a hard time. Who knows what God wants right now? So press pause, ask God, what do you want? And then when you have an idea of what God might want right now, why don't you ask Him for it? Okay, so I know that one might be a little tricky because it involves listening and trying to hear God's voice. And that's something that we get better at the more we do it. So I'd encourage you to listen to this episode over and over a few times until you start getting the hang of it and feel like maybe you're starting to hear God's voice. Because guess what? I bet you are already, even if you're not sure what it sounds like. The third thing we're going to pray for is for others' needs and wants. I know what you're thinking, when do I get to pray for myself? Well, that one will be the last one. But before we get there, let's pray for others. So let me ask you the question, who in the world needs prayer right now? Who might God want you to pray for? who is God concerned about right now? And then think, what do those people need or want from God? And whatever those people need or want from God, I just want you to blurt it out again. Say, God, would you give this person more courage? God, would you be there for those kids who don't have parents of their own? Would you be there to protect them and love them? God, would you take care of my grandma right now while she's in the hospital? God, would you help my friend at school who's really sad? Would you cheer them up? Go ahead. Try praying for what other people might need and want. Good job. Now here's the last thing we can pray for our needs and wants. Remember, God has good gifts for you, and He invites you to ask Him for those good things, for the things that you need, like your daily bread, your food, your clothes, a family, a place to live, for forgiveness, for rescue from temptation and rescue from evil. What do you think it is that you most need God's help with right now? Press pause and ask Him to help you with that thing. Now, why don't you ask God for whatever you want? That's right, whatever you want. Let's say you want a puppy. Let's say you want a video game. Let's say you want more free time to go outside and play with your friends. The only thing I want you to think about is, does this thing that I want match up with what God wants for me? And if you think it might, then I would encourage you to ask God for it. You never know. God is good and loves you very much, and He's so generous. He loves to give you things, and guess what? God does not run out of the ability to give you good things. So go ahead, just ask God for whatever it is you want. If it's a good thing, and if it's something that He knows will be good for you, He will bring it to you at the right time. So be courageous and be bold. Go ahead and pray now. Thanks for praying with me, guys. Again, that's just four very easy ways to pray. You don't have to come up with a big sentence or sound really smart when you pray. You can just say, thanks, God, for this. God, I praise you because you are like this. You can pray for the things that God needs and the things that God wants, for His will. You can pray for others' needs and wants. Anytime you see someone who needs something or wants something, why don't you just pray it out loud? God, would you help them with this? Of course, God loves to provide for you because you're His child. And so anytime you feel like there's something you need, or maybe even just you don't need it, but you'd really like it, feel free to ask God about it. Remember, He might even respond to you and talk to you about that thing. And again, it doesn't have to be really complicated prayers. You guys are welcome to just talk to God like kids. He loves it when you talk to Him, and He wants to talk with you. So I encourage you to try out praying more this week.